Let's take a little study in the scripture and pick our text while we remain standing. Exodus chapter 40. Exodus chapter 40. From verse 34. Pick a text and then we will sit down. Okay. Exodus chapter 40. That's the last chapter of the book of Exodus. And the last few verses there from verse 34. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken off from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all their journeys. And may the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. God bless you. Be seated. Amen. We just want to take a look at the coming of the glory of God. The coming of the glory of God. We want to take that, please. Something William Branham told us. Anytime you talk about the Holy Ghost, he said the Holy Ghost comes down. I believe it. Hallelujah. So we are going to talk about the glory of God, and therefore I expect that the glory will come down. The end time message came to make Christianity as it should be. It is a restoration message. All that was lost concerning the process of salvation, concerning the knowledge of the true God, God, before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, He will restore all that knowledge to a group of people He calls the bride. We are not the ones that call ourselves the bride. He is the one that calls us the bride. And we are the bride because we are special. And what makes us special is not because of anything that we have done. It is by election. By election. And that is the reason why you must worship Him. Not because you deserve being who you are before Him. We don't deserve anything. We don't deserve anything. Hallelujah. We don't deserve. There's nothing you have done to deserve it. But the truth is that if only preachers, ministers, pastors, all of us, including me, the day we will get to know how to get the people to worship God, Christianity will be better than it is today. A lot of us concentrate on how to receive from God. We concentrate, some concentrate on how to deal with the devil. Pour fire on him. A lot of us just concentrate on spiritual warfare. Die, die, die. But not too many people teach the people to see the reason to worship God. And the only reason you will ever worship God is because of a knowledge of His grace, His mercy. And that is the reason why everybody is condemning Judas, condemning Judas, condemning Judas. When I came and said something different from what all the preachers are saying concerning Judas, they want to finish me. Because nobody has sat down to understand the meaning of mercy. What makes you better than Judas? If you are sincere with yourself. So, with that knowledge, you will not condemn a sinner on the street. With that knowledge, you will not condemn a prostitute. You will not approve of it. But you will not hate him. You will hate sin, but you will love the sinner. I don't know if I'm saying something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The day you understand the mercy of God, then you will see reason to worship him under any condition. Under any condition. You will worship him. The old man, what's his name? Polycarp. The history goes, very old man. And the time they were killing the apostles, killing the disciples of Jesus. And all the Roman people got him, and then they tied him. And all you old man, we don't want to mess you up. All we want you to do is just denounce this Jesus. That lets me know, anything at all, every harassment we have from the devil, every difficult situation that faces you, every persecution you have, the day you catch what I want to say now, any problem you have as a Christian, it is aimed at making you to deny Jesus. And if you deny him, everything will begin to work well for you. The devil will leave you alone. Because he has succeeded. Everyone that says there is no God, they are millionaires and billionaires. Everyone that says there's nothing like Jesus, go and see how they are prospering. But you that decided to follow this God of Israel, come and see the trouble that will be coming your way. To achieve only one thing, make you denounce this Jesus. And that is why, if you catch this revelation, I have sat down before in a meeting with Satan. I hope you understand what I mean. It's a spirit. You know, they let anybody see who he is. You were there, you they attack your witch, sister, brother, mama, grandmama. You attack your neighbor. You attack your boss. But we know who spirit is. It was not serpent that did it. We know the spirit that pushed serpent. I have had a meeting with him. I don't see him, but I talk. I don't say they hear me. In my most frustrated estate I have ever been in my life. Don't know what it means for you to be ridiculed from places that you should not be ridiculed. And that you will just consider. And then before you know it, one statement that somebody will make that should not make because of your estate that sends down tears in your eyes. I have faced that situation several times. And that moment, I had a meeting with Satan. I said, Satan, I know why you are letting all this thing happen. It is because of my decision to serve the God of Israel. Jesus will remain my savior. Nothing. Whether if you like, kill me, I will serve him. I told Satan. Amen. Any day he messes me up, I'm just looking forward to the next service. I will come and worship God, worship God, worship God. Everybody will see me and think all is well. Of course, all is well. Of course, all is well. Hallelujah. He knows what I am going through. Eh? Listen, church. Polycarp, denounce him and we'll leave you. And he made a statement. He said, why will I denounce him? For what reason? He has been faithful to me. He has been wonderful to me. He has been caring to me. What reason have I got to denounce him? For what? What did he do? wrong to me to make me deny him. And told them in the face of the... They burnt him. They put fire on him and burnt him up. But he stood there with his testimony. The only reason why such a person would say such a testimony of his relationship with God, it is a revelation he has. You can never rise above the revelation of who God is. Upon this rock, the rock of revelation of who Jesus is. And that's all we try to do. I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail. We are wonders to behold on earth. Christians are wonders to behold on earth. We are the only ones that we are suffering, and yet we are shouting hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the only ones. And the only reason is a knowledge we have. And so anytime we come together, we have opportunity is to let the people understand who this Jesus is. Hoping that a lot of carnalities we see around, that people through that knowledge will begin to be better than we see. I'm telling you. And I'm not talking about being a church member. Church membership will never help you. Because you can be in a church. The pastor will know you and Christ may not know you. Praise the Lord. And please always remember that the faith that you confess must be tried. The faith that you confess must be tried. We preachers, everything you preach, it must be tried. The devil will come to make you prove it. If you say our God heals, he will throw sickness on you. If you preach that our God, he prospers, he will throw poverty on you. Hallelujah. If you preach that God can deliver, he will bring a situation that will make you look and see what you are saying is wrong. That is the truth. If you preach that God is a good God, and a real Christian, God is a good God, he will put everything around that people will ask you, where is that God you are talking about? And people don't know that it is proving time. It is proving time. Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross on Calvary. You say you are this. You say you are this. You say you are this. If you are this, oh yeah, do it now. Let us see. You say, oh yeah, deliver yourself now. You that raise people from the dead. See, you are crying there, Abba, Father. Father, why have you forsaken me? You are crying now. Why are you crying now? Sure, you say you are son of God. Let that God come and save you now. Proving time. Praise the Lord. And it is always at that point that everybody manifests your level of Christianity. It is at the proving time. Where you have to stand. You have stayed for years, no job. And the job that will come is a job in a tobacco company. Senior manager. And you don't know his trial. It's why we need money in this church. They gave us 3 months to pay for this land, or choosing church will take it away from us. Because they are looking for land to buy all around here. And we have 3 months, and they have the money, and we don't have the money. And it is at that moment somebody is coming to Pastor Moses with 50 million naira. And we need only 23 million naira. 24 million naira. And then somebody is coming with 50 million naira. I say, Pastor, this is my tithe. The Lord has been good to me. Hey! Hallelujah. And then only to find out that Which business did they do? Na cocaine. And they know they hide to talk up. Na cocaine. Do you know there are pastors that pray for cocaine pushers? And they pray with hope. They pray with hope. When you succeed, bring my own. Hallelujah. You don't know what people go through with this Satan. Satan knows how to tempt anybody. Don't say, that's why I say, he who thinks he stands, take heed, lest you fall. But I'm telling you, there is a knowledge you have of who Jesus Christ is that will make you stand under any storm, under any trial. Whether husband come or not, I will not bend my feet. Whether I have food to eat or not, I will not bend my feet. And the only reason you can do that is not because you can fast for long. Fasting alone cannot do it. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not because you can pray for 3 hours, 4 hours, non-stop. I have seen people, I'm telling you, I say I have seen, and I will not lie, I have seen. That they come back from the mountain, as they come back from the mountain, hallelujah, when you see them display certain actions, you will ask whether a mountain they go, I mean a party they go. I've seen it. That is why I have met one that has asked me, we go mountain for prayer. When I have problem, I say, which mountain? He said, the one where they go. And inside my heart, I talk him. You they go, now you be like this. Make I follow you, go like that. Show me the evidence that you they get something from that mountain. Then I will follow you to that mountain. The reason why somebody will follow you to your church, if you see anybody say, Abe, where the church, where they go, there's something he has seen. Praise the Lord. Even though he will not follow you. Church, it is good we know who this Jesus is. Ask your neighbor, do you know Jesus? You know Jesus, that's all I'm trying to let us understand. Any name I call him, now Jesus we won't talk about. We're talking about the glory of, the coming of the glory of God. What is the glory of God? The glory of God is the visible appearance of God's presence. A sign, physical sign, physical visible sign of the presence of God is called the glory of God. And scriptures let us understand that he has appeared with that glory. He has appeared by way of a cloud and also by way of a light. The glory of God. Like we see it in Exodus chapter 13 in the wilderness journey in verse 21 and verse 22. That was his presence announced. In the daytime, it was a cloud. So that you can see it. Because if it's a light, you may not see it. So in the night time, it was a light. A pillar of light that looks like a pillar of fire. That hung in the camp of Israel. Now, the glory of God is been associated with the Ark of the Covenant. And so, immediately, they left Egypt. The reason they were to leave Egypt was to let his people go and serve him. Go and worship him. They were in Israel there. They were mixed up. They didn't have the freedom to know their God. And as soon as they passed the Red Sea, left Egypt behind, God began to talk to Moses to build him an ark. Hallelujah. To build him an ark. And this ark that he was to build, praise the Lord, hallelujah, was the ark of the covenant. God had a covenant with Israel. And that covenant was, of course, it's right from the days of Abraham. And he is going to make them his people. But there is a proviso, there is a condition to be fulfilled. God wants to make Israel his people, and he wants to be a God to them. And there is going to be a relationship that will flow. And this relationship, he is the one to design how that relationship will be. And in designing that relationship, he starts with the ark. He starts with the building of a tabernacle. And he gave him the specification of how that tabernacle will look like. That tabernacle was supposed to have something there that will cause God's glory to come and abide in the camp of his people. He gave him the specification. All the items, what he will use to build, with dimensions, with the material and the quality of the material, and whatever is to be used, the pattern was given by God himself. Church, listen. You cannot serve God by your own idea. It will not work. That is the problem people have. God gives you a promise. Wait on that promise. Don't inject your idea of how the promise of God will come to pass. Man fell out with God from the Garden of Eden. They fell out. Man has been looking for a way to get back to this same God that God separated from us from the Garden of Eden. And everybody is bringing his own idea. But God has his own pattern. Praise the Lord. The same way, man sinned and is exposed to the harsh weather. And then they suddenly discover how naked they are, Adam and Eve. And an idea came to them. They went and make cloths and they will cover themselves with leaf. It cannot help. You will change that leaf before the end of the day. The leaf cannot stand. It will dry. Hallelujah. They needed a more permanent covering than the leaves. The leaf was your idea. That is your religion. Before you can get a proper covering, there will be an innocent animal that will die. For you to have life, something must die. Hallelujah. And so, God gave a pattern. He took an innocent animal from that garden, killed it, and used the skin. That is a better covering. That is a better covering. God has a better solution to your problem, church. The problem of man, whether it is economic problem, social problem, whatever problems we have, God has the solution. And that is the reason why he kept in his midst prophets. He kept among the children of Israel prophets. He always has a voice by whom the word of the Lord will come, including battle. When they want to go to battle, God knows the way to defeat the enemy. The prophet will go and ask. All the kings in Israel, they will not move until they ask a prophet. Do we go for this battle or not? Do we do this or not? But the time came when they refused the leadership of the prophet and wanted their own idea of leadership, it will land you in problem. Land us in problem. Church, I am saying something, and I want you to understand and see reason to serve this God better. The mystery of salvation is deep. The day God enables you to understand the mystery of salvation, it will break down and break down and break down. Then you will be able to understand, when I call you Sister Grace, Brother Gideon, you will understand that you are not just saying something like Mr. Gideon, Mrs. Grace. When you call that brother, if you call that brother in the right understanding of what makes him your brother, it will reflect also in the way you will relate with him. But see the confusion. Brother this, brother that, brother this, brother that. And then somebody is coming to you for marriage. The first consideration is he from my village? Is he from my town? Is he my tribe? We will not marry from NBC. Now, you see, now you have forgotten, and yet you are calling him brother. You are calling him sister. You are coming together to take the communion bread and wine. That shows you have no understanding of what you are saying, of what you are doing. That's exactly what we want to do. When Jesus Christ says, I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was naked, you clothed me. I was in prison, you visited me. And then you say, where did I see you and I did that? And he pointed to his brethren. See, Apostle Paul. Then he said, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of this my brethren, you have done it to me. So that's a revelation. So who is Jesus? Now, for you to understand the weight of that statement, you need to study salvation again. That's why Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, concerning coming together to take the communion, and he said, if you take it unworthily, you take it not discerning the Lord's body. And for that, you are bringing condemnation to yourself. He said, because of it, many people fall sick. Because of communion, this communion bread and wine, believers die for coming to take it anyhow. But you see, the mystery about it all is that now, people take it anyhow, nothing happens. And the reason why nothing happens is what I want to tell you now. It is because the glory has departed. That's what I want you to understand now. You have to understand the glory of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm not talking about sensationalism. I'm not talking about where you stand and then you shake. We have seen people who shake, and after the shaking finished, they go and fornicate. So it's more than shaking. It's more than falling under anointing. It's more than even preaching as I am preaching now. Don't conclude that Pastor Moses is a Christian because he's preaching Christ. Not everyone that says, Lord, 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 shall enter. Was it not your name? I cast out devil. I cast out. So don't rate anybody because he holds microphone. Don't even rate anybody because he has a title. Oh, he has a followership. Guru Maharaj has followership. Muhammad has followership by the billions. Hindu, Hare Krishna has followership. In fact, Rosicrucian has followership. So that the people are following you does not mean approval from God. I want you to understand Christianity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so the means of relating with them was what he himself called Moses and gave him. First and foremost, He told him the various compartments. Everybody here, nobody, all of you here, you came out from one denomination or the other. Some of you go to Bible school, whether you pass or you fail, but at least you had something there. We all know about the tabernacle that was in the wilderness. Three different compartments. The outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. Otherwise referred to as the Holy of Holies. Three different compartments. The materials should be kept there. Whatever it is, in all the compartments. Then, after he told him to create that, together with the various partition, the veil, the type of material he will use to cover the Holy of Holies or the most holy place, created it, he built it. And one thing we see about Moses is that he built it exactly according to the pattern that he received. Amen. Moses was told by God to come and meet him on the mountain. And when he got there, the cloud, he went together with Joshua. The cloud was so much that covered the mountain. That cloud was the glory of God. Hallelujah. So much. Joshua, wait. A voice spoke from the cloud. Oh yeah, come. And he entered the cloud. And remained there for 40 days and 40 nights. Covered with that glory. What was he doing there? It was there that he was receiving the pattern of the tabernacle. The pattern, the specification. He was receiving instruction on how he will build that tabernacle and how he will build the ark. 40 days is enough for Moses to recall how the specification, the dimensions, the material to use, the length, everything. He was armed with it. He was also given 2 tablets where the 10 commandments were written. And he was given that and told to go back and put that in place. Of course, we know the story. Moses got everything done. And then where we read, praise the Lord. He now built the ark. What was to be kept in the ark? Listen, church. This is important. I have read all manner of stories. How archaeologists are looking for the Ark of the Covenant. I have read it. It's not today. It's not last year. It's always been filled with knowledge. It's good to know God's plan for salvation. And they are busy looking for where is that Ark. And then the religious world, they are looking at that Ark and looking at it as a symbol that the discovery of that ark is part of the end time events, because it means the temple will be rebuilt again and then the ark will be kept there again. Church, listen. Listen. That ark has served its purpose and it is over. That ark will never come again. That ark is not needed again. Let me tell you what Oyibo people are doing. Oyibo people are doing something. Oh, listen. It is for tourism. It is for tourism. If you know that the ark has been discovered and they have kept it somewhere, you will do everything to travel and go and see it. Go to Israel and see the millions of people that go in there every now and then to see this is where Christ is buried. This is where this and that. And let me tell you, some of those places, na lie. They are all created. Praise the Lord. And then people are spending millions of naira. And each time you go, you are going with dollar to spend. And then you are going with foreign exchange. And then you are buying things there, and there is a holy water, there is River Jordan water, and then all of us, we go, including me. I went to Jordan, and I hear Jesus baptized, and baptized me there. As if you baptize there, then something special will come upon you. As if you go there, you go to Israel, come back, then you become special. Something will happen. Then they are giving you certificate. Now you are called JP. They give me a Jerry is JP. And then you write there JP. What is that? Jerusalem Pilgrim. And then you think it's a title. And then you think it makes you holy. Nothing like that, though. That's what revelation does. That is what revelation does. Open my eyes that I may see. Oh, glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my heart the wonderful key that shall not come and set. That's why he gave Peter that key. And I give you the keys to the kingdom. It's a key of revelation. That will open the door of revelation to understand the things that pertain to salvation. And when you have that key, then whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so that ark had, it was in that ark Moses was told to place the table of commandments. God by himself wrote it. And it is a table of stone. You cannot clean it. You cannot wipe it away. You cannot adjust it. You cannot add. You cannot subtract. He wrote it by himself. Oh, glory be to God. And you are to keep it inside that ark. Something else you are to keep in that ark was a pot of manna. Hallelujah. Another thing you are to keep in that ark was the rod of Aaron that budded. The three things here, hallelujah, was to remind the people of the covenant that God has with them. Keep my words. Praise the Lord. This is my commandment. The shoe bread to remind you that you travel from Egypt to the promised land. This is what sustained you. The food that came from heaven was what you ate. The rod of almond of Aaron that budded with almonds was to remind you that except God call you, hallelujah, don't assume any responsibility, any authority, unless God call you like he called Aaron. Aaron was representing the priesthood office. And everything about that ark was talking about Christ Jesus. Everything about that ark, everything about that tabernacle, particularly that ark, it was called the ark of the testimony. In Exodus chapter 26 and verse 33, for those of you who want to write the scriptures down, verse 33 and verse 34, that ark is referred to as the ark of the testimony. And these stories I'm telling you, can get them in Exodus chapter 25, 26 and 27. Those three chapters spoke about the specifications of the ark and how it is to be handled. And also, we saw that the Ten Commandments were to be in the ark, as we see in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 1 to 2. And that pot of manna that that we see it in Exodus chapter 16, verse 33 and verse 34. And then Aaron's rod that budded. We saw it in Numbers chapter 17 and verse 10 to 11. Apostle Paul made reference to it in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 4. And as soon as the ark was made according to that specification where we read and placed there, the building of the tabernacle, and it was a mobile tabernacle. It was not a stationary tabernacle. And it was completed with the placing of the ark that also contained the top of the ark was the mercy seat. And it contained the brazen image of the cherubims, two of them facing each other with their wings on the mercy seat. And so it was placed in the holiest place, or the holy of holies, separated from the other apartments in the tabernacle with a veil that was given a specification. And as soon as it was placed there, that tabernacle became the first temple of God here on earth. The first temple that God had on earth was the tabernacle in the wilderness. The ark was placed in the holiest place. And in the dedication, God came to dwell there because it was done according to the pattern. If Moses had added his own, oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. He will not come. I want to say something. If he had added his own, Moses, the glory of God will not have come. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He did it exactly according to the pattern that was given to him. And see how long it took him, painstakingly getting all the materials. Even God told him how he will gather the materials. Tell them to bring free will offering. All the gold. That is the reason why when they were leaving Egypt, they made sure they collected all the gold of the Egyptians. It was for that purpose. Church, the money that God is giving you is for a purpose. That business breakthrough you are having is for a purpose. One day God will require it. Then you will know why he blessed you with that type of money. When it is soon going home going time. And the money and the gold was used. The whole of the ark was decked with gold. Those set up the mercy seat decked with gold. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And because it was done according to the pattern, I say it again, the glory of God came down. See, our God is invisible. And the only way he announces his presence is by the appearance of his glory. The glory of God is the Spirit of God. Manifesting himself is the presence of God before the people. Praise the Lord. The privilege, anytime I read this Old Testament dealings of God with man, with the children of Israel, sometimes, me myself, I get more angry than God against these people. They saw God physically. Physically. And I know we Gentiles here. Come and see, when they see something of Mary, what do they call it? There's something they call it. Aberration or something like that. Apparition. 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 Satan will go there and put something there. Maybe now one light they reflect from outside to come. Amen. One thing with the bride of Christ is that we will not accept anything until we prove it. That is different between us and everywhere. Hallelujah. With my wife, we went to Niagara Falls in Canada. You know, it's a popular tourist place. They say it's one of the seven wonders of nature on earth. One of the seven wonders. What makes it there is that, you know, it's a very beautiful place, the fall, waterfall. So there's an unusual thing that takes place there. Every time there's a rainbow that appears across the water. We go up, we go there, it disappears, it will appear again and disappear. And that is one of the attractions. So, we went there with Pastor Valentine in Canada. When we got there, we didn't see the rainbow. I said, where the rainbow now? So we said, wait now, it appeared, it disappeared. There's small time. And I'm even seeing him. I said, Aval, see the rainbow. See it here. The first thing Pastor Valentine said is, you sure say this, Oyibo people, they are not pumping something to create that thing. That is how we are. Don't just accept something like that. I said, Pastor Val, if you build this Oyibo people to attract the whole world to come here, make them collect our money, say we'll be tourists. I said, make we look. Look first. He said, why they come up from this same spot every time? Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? That is the spirit of the bride. You don't just see anything spiritual. It happened for Ikotuna. Now it happened for worry. It happened for Ibadan Expressway. Shongota. The bride will never move like that. Praise the Lord. That is how we are. After some time, it became clear. I said, this is natural. Because it started forming from somewhere until now. The thing now went to the sky. Above, everywhere. Then we said, this is truly a wonder. And then, so the only thing we were supposed to spiritualize, I said, Pastor Val, do you know why God chose this place to be showing this? It's reminding them that he will not destroy the earth again with water. He's telling them, because they have no time for God. There. I say, he's telling them that he will not destroy the earth again with water. I say, foolish people, they will have found out what will he use this time to destroy the earth. What he will use is worse than water. He's going to use fire. Praise the Lord. That is to remind them that there was a time that the world was destroyed. He didn't say, I will not destroy the world again. He said, I will not use water again. This world will destroy with fire. 2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 10 says so. Fire will rain on this earth. And everything here, ungodliness, everything here will be destroyed by fire. And that is why the mercy seat is there now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The mercy seat is there now. This is the time for mercy and people don't even understand. And that is what that ark was speaking of. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Take the emphasis is that the tabernacle, which is the temple of God, where God came to dwell, had to be built according to specification, and then an ark was kept there. It is that ark that God comes, because there is something in that ark that he came to back up. The cloud there reminded them, see where God is, where his word is. See where God is. Hallelujah. Where the bread of life is.
See where God is. Where he himself has called and placed there the rod of Aaron. And that there is now the office of priesthood. I am the one that instituted that office. You will only come to me now through the priests. And that Aaron's rod was there to remind the people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.